our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. Got some familiar faces on
Travis
the
Kelsey?
Old news today. It's not Travis Kelsey.
Are you sure?
It's not Travis Kelsey.
White football player.
Yeah, it's a white football player, okay? Not all white football players look alike.
We're not all Travis Kelsey.
We're not all Travis Kelsey.
Or George Kittle.
Yeah.
You on the U.S. soccer team?
No.
Jared Taylor, by the way, he will not be on the NFL draft show tonight because he knows nothing about sports.
No.
However, you do sponsor every fucking sporting goddamn team and event on the planet. Black Rifle Coffee, UFC.
Yeah, UFC.
That you'll go to.
I love the UFC.
Black Rifle Coffee, sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
America's team.
Which?
No.
Which team?
Yeah. Can you name one Cowboys player? And you guys are on the field. I bet you can't name one Cowboys player.
If you had a gun to my head right now.
I'm about to.
Name one Cowboys player. Put a gun to my head.
All right. Now this is a gun. This is a rifle.
Can
tequila.
It be a historical Cowboys
no,
player?
One, no, right now.
It has to be an active Cowboys
active
player.
Active Cowboys player.
There's no way you don't know the name of the quarterback's name.
Emmitt Smith. Is it Mario something?
No. Mario Lopez?
I don't think there's anyone named Mario in the NFL ever.
Hey, it's me, Mario.
Yeah. Mario Lopez, the only one I can
name.
I'm really
trying to think. The only Cowboys jerseys I have Post Malone's name on them.
Oh, God. He doesn't play for the goddamn team.
Yeah, but I got a bunch of jerseys that say Malone. Yeah. Is there a Malone on the team?
No. There's no Malone on the team. There's no Malone on the team. He's got a song called Congratulations, which is a song that Cowboys fans will never get to play ever because they'll never win another Super Bowl. Derek Wolfe is in town. He's our co-host on the NFL show this fall. He'll be our co-host tonight for the NFL draft. Welcome to Austin, Texas. You asked me to grab you some tequila, and so I grabbed you this fine bottle here.
Yeah, that just looks like a bad hangover.
Is this fucking nuts or is this nuts?
That's Texas,
cool.
Man.
I'll say this before we get too deep into this conversation.
Sure.
Whatever happens tonight, resist the urge to put that thing inside you. I don't care how
do
good
a butt
it looks.
Chug with that?
Just don't do it.
Well, look, if you've listened to the draft episodes of the past, shit gets wild.
I'm not kidding.
And you guys have Gary Faust coming today.
Faust is coming tonight. He had to pick up amphetamines. He called into the other show, and I'm like, what?
Salt amphetamines?
And he goes, oh, I'm sober, man. I'm sober, so I'm not going to be drinking tonight. And I'm like, are you doing drugs? And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm about to meet the amphetamines guy now. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Listen,
cool.
Gary Faust is an Austin character staple.
Sure.
Like, you are going, this is a treat. Mm-hmm. Like, when you meet this guy, you're just going to want to be like, yeah, I'm friends with you forever.
Exactly.
Like, he is the funniest
perfect
thing. Like it's a whole aura.
It's a vibe.
Because I was out three nights ago. And he FaceTimed me. It was probably midnight, mm-hmm. And I was at the Dirty Bob's, Dirty Bills, which Dirty Bill. Something, Dirty Bills,
Dirty Bills.
So I was at Dirty Bills,
yeah,
with some fine ladies.
Sure.
And Gary FaceTimes me. He's like, "Oh God, you're at Dirty Bills. I'll be right there." 10 minutes later, he walks in with a Plan B's and Twisted T's hat.
Mm-hmm.
This bartender was hot as fuck. I mean, like, it was making me uncomfortable how hot she was. Stops him. In his tracks, he gets up to the bar. Then I see her take the hat off and put it on. And then she gets her phone out. And then he says something. He starts laughing. And then he jumps down to the booth. He goes, sorry, I had to get that bitch's number. And then she had his hat.
Yep.
She's like, oh, it's her hat now.
Yeah, he'll impregnate her and then move on about his day. Gary still hasn't seen his child. So we'll find out where he's at tonight.
He FaceTimed with him.
Finally?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. For his birthday, I think.
We'll ask him tonight.
And the kid was like, hey, who the fuck is this?
Yeah. Yeah. This is me, your pa. I was like, you left for a pack of cools in 83. Well, I'm here now, you know?
Yeah.
Soon, though. Now.
Yeah,
soon.
Stop talking about the past, you little bitch.
Exactly.
Stop crying.
Yeah.
Stop crying.
You'll be a fucking good defensive end at some point. Exactly. According to Dion.
Absolutely.
I'm living proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That no father, no mother.
Yeah, dude.
That's the magic sauce right there.
Who fucking
needs
them?
You can make millions and millions of dollars, but you got to be aborted. Well, I mean, not aborted.
Wait, almost, but I mean. Your mom has to, your mom has to try to drink you to through abortion. Like, she tried to drink enough
and
snort enough to where I would be just dead.
That didn't work. That prepped you for football.
Yeah, that to me is like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles falling into the mutant.
Exactly.
Mutagen,
yeah,
exactly.
Right? Like, probably the real story that they don't tell us, that Big Turtle doesn't tell us, is that most of those turtles died. We just see the four that survive, but they did become superheroes.
Right.
And Big Turtle controls the narrative.
Big Turtle
story.
Controls quite a bit of the media, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed their little hats.
I have.
They like diamonds.
But not happy about it.
But what if drinking while you're pregnant makes your brain non-susceptible to CTE?
We'll find out.
I mean, I feel like
you feel good?
I feel like I got nicked a little bit by it. CTE, like it kind of nicked me.
Yeah.
But I made it out all right.
Yeah, see?
And then Jared with enough psilocybin, you can just reverse anything.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Jared got nicked by Down syndrome and like he's here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's some facial slopes.
How it looks?
What, like
it's a little frowny. It's a little downy, a little frowny, upside down.
You missed that show we did with Caleb where we were talking about Chippy.
Yeah, I have not seen that one.
Well, give Chippy the bit. Look that up on your own. It's a good one. Kids. That's a good one.
It's
a
you
good
actually one. Watch the show?
Yes. I love this fucking show. Are you kidding me?
I'm always surprised when somebody listens to us.
That it's just out of control and disgusting. Before we start the news here, Ryan Mills is here, our Hard AF Seltzer rep. Where do we got new location-wise here in Texas, right, guy?
First, I want to start off where I'm going to be at tomorrow, the 26th.
We got a tasting, Ryan?
Yes. We're going to rage in Selma, Texas at the Total Wine. I think they call it the Forum. The address is 8356 Agora Parkway. Google it. I'll be there from 4 to 7.
4 to 7. I tell you what, we'll sign some hats, have some treats, some laughs to give out. To everybody that goes to Selma, Texas.
Wait, Selma?
Selma, like where they did the march?
Yeah, that was in Alabama. Oh. So in Texas, they marched there too, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, but it's more of a goose step.
Oh, was it? A little goose step?
In Texas?
Yeah.
They're goose stepping?
You don't know.
There's no geese here, dude.
Hell no.
There's no geese here. Hell no,
man. What else we got, Ryan?
Yeah. So we have a couple places around the lake. Lake Louisville. We stop in at Elm Fork Tap House. They're serving us there. Talk to Susie. We got a couple around the pot.
Susie out there on the lake?
Yes.
If I get a sunburn, she'll apply a little SPF 30 to my body and give me a Hard AF Seltzer?
Absolutely.
Love it.
Out at PK, we have the Trading Post and Bonitaville. There's a bar and grill out there. We got a couple in Abilene. Talked about before, Philo Liquor, first in, last out. There are a bunch of veterans out there killing it for us. LG Spirits in LaGrange, Texas. And then we got a couple in Georgia, Max Beer and Wine off Peachtree Place.
Yeah.
We got Terrace Package. We got Brandon's Package Store.
Shit, a lot of packages out
there.
Those are the easy ones to get into.
I kind of feel like Brandon sounded better
sure is
on
is.
Paper.
Yeah, Brandon sounds like he's got a great package between his legs.
We'll look into it.
We'll look into it.
And last but not least, we got Liquor Gate and Z&Z Package Store. And then Lazaro Lopez has an event going on, NXL Lone Star event in Garland, and he's passing out Hard AF Seltzer plus forehead kisses is what he said.
Oh, there it is. Dude. I like Liquor Gate a lot, too. I'll lick her front as well. Top liquor story back of the day.
Well, I got some news for you, too.
Everywhere.
And you're going to be excited for this.
Oh,
come on, you're going to be excited for this.
Oh, no.
Tiffany Gomez finally answered me on Instagram.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I'm
crazy
plain
lady.
Yes.
All right. This is actually big news. So,
wait, who is it?
Tiffany Gomez,
that,
crazy plain
bitch
lady.
From the plane that,
oh, yeah.
You're not real. Yeah.
None of this is real.
Dude, I've been trying for fucking months.
So she just posted a bikini pic here for Ultra Right Beer. Pop up that picture of her internet melted down because we've never seen her without clothes on. We finally have now. And everybody's like, oh shit, crazy plain lady's fucking hot. Did you hit her up to have sex with her?
G-O-M-A-S.
Yes. Did you hit her up to have sex with her?
Yes, I'm trying to marry her.
Oh, like, okay, great.
If America's couple, it's me and crazy plain lady. Come on.
Bob, where are you at, dude? Tiffany Gomez. Okay. There you go. Boom.
There you go. Look, she's gorgeous.
Look at that, dude.
I mean, even just go to one of her normal photos. There's me right there.
That'll play. Look at that.
Holy shit, is that you?
JT Article 15. Hell yeah. Love you. Three emojis?
I've been doing this for fucking months, dude.
God.
She finally responded yesterday.
What did she say to you?
What did she say?
She just said, oh, hi.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't got... Listen. It's baby steps.
Yeah, she's probably working on the restraining order.
Now I'm in the inbox. Sure is.
She's like, I got to be nice to this guy, Susan.
See that? Now, it's not... Boy. I'm not in the requested anymore, though. I moved.
Super Bowl weekend recap. So she's a sports fan. She was at the Super Bowl. Look at her there. Oh, Tiffany.
How'd she get into that game?
I mean, she's from Dallas, so she's a Cowboys fan. Just tell her you're sponsored the team.
Well, that's the only time she'll ever get to go to the Super Bowl. She lives in Dallas. Then.
That's what I'm saying.
And she's a real estate agent.
Yeah.
So I could go try and buy some real estate.
Yeah. Who are friends? Pop up those. Who are friends?
Yeah, let's see
who
she follows.
Oh, boy. Look at that. That's Dallas right there, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's classic Dallas right there.
This is Dallas one. I mean, she's a little Arlington to me, but these are Dallas girls for sure.
Sorry, Beyonce, but that is Texas. That's exactly what you're hoping for when you come down here. My God, Tiffany Gomez. Good luck, Jared.
The only person she follows that we know is Jeff Dye. That's it.
I can hit up Jeff.
Wait, hang on.
I get up Jeff. I got Jeff's phone number. Oh shit, is she with Jeff?
Oh, she follows Sarah Gonzalez, too.
I hope Jeff had sex with her.
I could hit up Sarah Gonzalez as well.
I'll hit up Jeff and see if he had sex with her.
I need an assist, you know?
Jeff's a good-looking guy. Do you want to follow up after Jeff, or do you want to wait? I'll wait for some uggo in there.
I'm fine.
That doesn't bother you?
No. Okay. Dude, none of that bothers me.
Yeah, you never know. You never know, dude. If there's a good-looking guy piping her right before,
Jared's dating life is the equivalent of somebody who literally picks food up off the ground and eats it.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
So let's not fucking apply too much.
That's not true.
That is precisely true.
Yes. Derek, I fucking heard him tear off a prosthetic leg of a girl and then have sex with her. And he threw the leg against the wall.
Get this out of here.
For effect. Like you throw the leg against the wall for effect.
The prosthetic leg against a fucking wall. And I think it was Nick Palmisano was like, hey, somebody's got to go up there and do something. And I was like, I can't make her regrow a leg. What the fuck do you want me to do? Like, Jared's single, he can do whatever he wants.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. First up news-wise, dolphin assassination. A dolphin was found cruelly shot to death on a Louisiana beach last month
cruelly.
With multiple bullets lodged in the animal's brain. The juvenile bottlenose dolphin was found after the corpse washed up on West Mays Beach in Cameron Parish, Louisiana, on March 14th. Now, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which I didn't know was a thing, is offering $16,000 for information on who was behind the grim act. Audubon Aquarium Rescue, Stranding Network's partner, brought the dolphin to the Audubon Nature Institute in New Orleans. A necropsy, is that what they call it for animal deaths?
Yes.
Necropsy?
Necropsy.
Gross, dude. Was revealed that multiple bullets were lodged inside the dolphin's brain, spinal cord, and heart.
Yeah, so...
How the fuck do you shoot a dolphin in the heart?
Carefully.
Well, brain, spinal cord, and heart shot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's so.
We got a professional here.
Do you know who? Yeah. You know who else is from New Orleans?
Lil Wayne,
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh shit, the fuck up, dude.
Don't want to rule it out.
So
you sure it's not Ray Finkel?
The question is, what did the dolphin do to piss off or expose the CIA? Right.
What did the dolphin know about JFK?
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
I'm a dolphin anatomy expert here.
Sure.
So I want you to take the dolphin's body like my arm, right?
Pork of the sea.
Okay. So brain, spinal cord.
Yep.
You're on a boat. That's an easy shot. How the fuck are you shooting a dolphin in the heart?
Got to go underwater and then shoot it again from upwards.
I mean, is
it
the dolphin rolled over and he gave it a security round in the chest.
Okay.
You would think it's in water, right?
It rolled over because it was hurt.
When fish are dead, they usually are upside down.
And you guys called it a security round in military?
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
what does that mean?
It's a make sure that you're
They're definitely dead.
There's an old saying by there's this old double tap. Yeah, there was this knock back in the day named John Menery, and he said, if you shoot someone and think they're dead, be sure to shoot them in the head. That's a little poem.
That's why in the military we carry two pistols, one on each hip, and then when they're dead, you're supposed to do both eyes at the same time, and then you put them back.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. And then you spin the guns on your finger. And you can say whatever catchphrase.
Yeah, you're allowed to say one thing.
You have to get it approved.
One catchphrase.
Yeah, but you only get one for your whole career, so you can't fuck it up. A lot of guys will go without a catchphrase for a while until they kill a couple people.
Dad ain't my mama.
Yeah,
that'd be my catchphrase.
That would be completely out of my context.
Yeah, but you're picking it right away. It's yours forever. You have to say it every time.
I feel pretty confident in the choice that I just made.
Yeah, but what if Dad ain't my mama? Fucking shot Bin Laden? That's what you want to say?
Yeah, Dad ain't my mama.
What's yours?
I'm sitting here thinking. You just put me on a spot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, too bad. Pick one right now.
Well, I mean, like, get yourself in the right headspace. Some shithead predator. You just smoked him in both eyeballs, and now
pedophile.
Now you're inhaling the fucking cordite into your lungs because you want to smell it.
Yeah, he was a pedophile, and then you caught him raping your dog.
Yeah.
And it was your favorite dog too.
Yeah, he raped your dog too.
Yeah.
What's yours, Jerry?
Oh, mine was simple. I just went. I'm ready for a snack.
I like that. What about yours, Stan?
I'll have what she's having. Which is not original, but I like it.
Yeah.
Probably like a, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fine. That'd be fine.
I'm going to stand by mine. Dad ain't my mama. Maybe a bitch. Can I add one more word? Bitch.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to choose wisely. So, like, if
I think
you're
you
halfway
can,
through,
I made my choice.
I think you can append insults to the end of it.
Okay,
just not like.
Oh, look at that. We've got.
Well, they're not alive to hear them.
Fair enough.
Dolphin structure there.
Oh yeah, can you pop that dolphin structure up there?
Actually, who cares about this? Fucking go to Pork of the Sea. We can see what's really inside of a dolphin.
Well, this is fine for now. This is more of a medical thing here. That's the inhalation pathway for dolphins. Oh boy!
So that's where that art is.
So that's where your cum goes if you come in a blowhole. Yep.
When you put your penis right in there, dude, you're gonna come right in the top of that thing.
You can't put your penis in a dolphin's blowhole.
Yeah, that's off of I think Lil Wayne's next album.
It's obscure record or obscure vinyls. Have you seen that account?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Listening to some yesterday. Yeah, actually.
Dude. It's fucking awesome.
This baptism.
It was this
bullshit.
Old lady talking about shaving her pussy or something. Yeah. Old black lady. It was weird.
Big fan. R.I.P. to the dolphin. Bob, we got a name on that dolphin? Or
you think
is
dolphin
nameless?
Raped someone's girlfriend or something?
That's what
you know,
I thought.
They do
we
that.
Were talking dolphins are definitely.
Yeah, we were talking about that
yesterday.
You're talking about Cajun rednecks, motherfuckers. Like, dude, they do anything. This thing's hopping around. They're like, hell yeah, shoot it, Cletus.
But here's the shock that I have. Sure. Usually, they'll eat anything down there. And Louisiana, like, they don't give a fuck. They'll eat gator. They'll eat rattlesnakes, whatever you have. Louisiana. Why not eat the dolphin? This seems pointed. If you're not going to eat this fucker, what's the point?
Yeah, why'd you shoot it?
You're just kind of doing it to do it?
Yeah.
Nah, I feel dirty about it now.
It's probably just like teenagers, too.
Could be. Yeah. All I know is, redneck Dad ain't my mama.
Like, just shit-faced out on a boat. Like, let's kill that dolphin.
Dude, shoot it. Ricky, you won't shoot it. Ricky. And then they're like, oh, God, we killed the dolphin. And then they just boat it off.
Why is there always a guy named Ricky involved in this
Ricky.
Shit?
Ricky. Has to be.
Son of a bitch.
He died in Boys in the Hood. There's always a Ricky.
We need to ban Rickies.
There's always a Ricky.
Isn't as bad as that wolf story up in Wyoming. Did you hear that?
Which one?
The one where the guy
he mowed it down with
50?
He chased a wolf down with a snowmobile, ran it over, wounded it, and then taped its mouth shut and paraded it around town while it was alive.
Took pictures with it,
pictures with it,
everything.
And he got a $250 fine for
that. Why did he do that?
Because he's a cunt. A fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It was a Tuesday. Absolute moron.
I thought that was season 3.
We've got fucking people. We got people in Denver in the city of Denver trying to ban mountain lion hunting and ban all these other hunting seasons. And you got idiots like that doing shit like that. It's just
parading a wolf around, a dead wolf throughout the city. Next up, Joe Biden must be stopped. President Biden has formally proposed the highest top capital gains tax in over 100 years. Here's a direct quote from Biden's 2025 budget proposal. Together, the proposals would increase the top marginal rates of long-term capital gains and qualified dividends to, wait for it, 44.6%.
Wow. That's really lovely.
Yeah, what a piece of
shit.
For
you to write another check to fucking Ukraine, dude.
My God, man.
That's what you should say to the IRS now. Hey, where's our money? You ain't getting it.
Zelensky's got it.
Yeah.
I claimed him as a dependent on this last one, TurboTax 2 days ago.
This is fucking bullshit.
It's crazy, man.
We're going to take half now.
So under Biden's proposal, the combined federal state capital gains tax exceeds 50% in many states. California will face a combined federal state tax of 59%.
Dude.
New Jersey, 55.3%. Oregon, 54.5%. Minnesota, 54.4%. And New York State at 53.4%. All of these states that I mentioned are all blue states.
And I guess they're fucking loser fucking retards.
Yeah. And they don't, I guess they don't care about making money.
Yeah.
Or
no, they don't care about making money because they don't make any fucking money. Yeah. They don't work. So the people that do work, they want them to pay their fucking bills.
Do you know what the effective tax rate was during the American Revolution or leading up to?
3%. 3%, right?
2.5%.
Was it really? God damn. So we've gone up a little bit.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
And we're just trying to, hey, just only take half my money, please.
Yeah.
Don't take any more than half. You already take half.
Do you need more? The income tax and death tax, as it's called, are 20th century inventions. They didn't exist before. When was the income tax? 1917 or some shit?
It was around the same time as Prohibition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so late 1910.
1913.
Okay, 1913. Yeah. And I think the capital gains tax was 1922, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll check that. The income tax is, in fact, a constitutional amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bob, you can pull up that video I sent you on Twitter of President Biden yesterday.
I mean,
this is the guy that wants to take all of your money here. Who gave that fucking speech.
I mean, let's be honest. This guy has no fucking clue what's going
on. Well, did you hear this yesterday? This was awesome, dude. I was a big fan of this. This is reading the teleprompter.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause. 4 more years.
Now, if you like that, you're going to love this.
What's that?
Bob, go to the Drinking Bros website right quick and click on new merchandise.
So, do we have a pause shirt already?
You know,
come on.
I guess we're just gonna have to wait and see. Yeah, there it is. How about that?
Oh, there she is.
The fuck up, dude.
Oh man, I need that.
There you go, boys.
Oh, I came up with a good one last night too.
You did.
You like that one?
Yeah.
It's the silhouette of the Marines of Iwo Jima putting up the flag, and it says all my friends are dead, and then real small below it says so I made new friends.
Oh boy, dude. Welcome to Drinking Bros, Derek. It's going to be a long night.
Shirt for us.
It's a great shirt. Show me this pause shirt. At what point did you make this last night? Because this just dropped.
That was a 5-minute conversation this morning. It took Brandon about 10 minutes to get it live on the site.
That's great. Yeah. So the White House, when they released the transcript of this speech last night, they said inaudible instead of the word pause. No, guys, it was definitely audible.
And it's because pause is homophobic.
Oh, shit, is it?
Yeah. Wait, is it really?
Like, if you say something that could be gay, you say pause afterwards.
Really?
Is this a Denver?
No, this is an urban culture.
Oh, I see.
You pause.
When you say urban, say urban, is there a particular race you're talking about?
I'm saying, yeah, like black folks.
There we go. Thank God, Derek. We don't have to dance around like, here on this show.
So like, that's their version of no homo?
This meat tastes great. Pause.
So that's their version of no homo.
So yes, maybe he's trying to get the black vote because last week Red Lobster filed for bankruptcy.
What?
Yeah. So
was he talking about a bunch of gay shit before this?
Maybe.
He was like, oh, I'm going to suck every dick in America.
Pause.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of gay stuff going on in the last 4 years. So, I mean,
yeah, they were butt fucking in the Senate chambers or whatever.
Yeah. Right?
Also, by the way, no homo is blacks. No homo. We just stole it from them.
Yeah, it's ours now. It's ours now because we discovered it, Bob. Just like we discovered America, you little bitch.
We sure did. Give us something. Give us
shut
something.
The fuck up.
Right?
When you look like this, white, pale, pale, super pale, blue eyes, beard, and you stumble upon something, it's yours whether somebody lives there.
Yeah,
or
it's
not.
Your God-given right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
As a white man with blue eyes,
it's your God-given right. Yeah. Get the fuck out of my way.
Yep. And look at
what's the matter with you?
Look at pictures of Jesus Christ. He's got long blonde hair, blue eyes, white in the Middle East.
And Jesus owns everything.
Sure does.
He does. Right? Like you're just renting it.
Yeah.
I need you to clarify something.
Oh, no.
Come on, you're the smartest person here.
Okay, let's. It's That wasn't the point.
Greased him up a little.
He's also not the smartest person here.
When somebody calls you based, is that an insult or are they giving you a compliment?
No, I think based means like principled in conservatism.
So it's just, if someone says based, what are they telling you?
No.
That you're a good patriotic American.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, but
so that's a compliment.
No, it's kind of a...
Based is essentially what woke used to mean.
Yeah. And now they switched it out.
It's kind of, but it's more like... It's cooler. It means you're not afraid to say what you're thinking, but it's, but what you're thinking is like actually rad. It's not like
It's a compliment.
Yeah, okay. It's absolutely a compliment. Yeah.
See, it took a while to get that answer. By the way,
It did. It sure did.
Like, I still didn't know.
It's because they're both a couple of liberal cucks. That's why. And he didn't want you to fucking know that it was a good thing because he doesn't want you to be happy.
No, Jared, he wants you to go out into the world. Do it.
He's from Delco, Philly, so he doesn't want anybody to be happy because he knows he'll never be happy.
No,
yeah, that's what it is.
We need to see one trans CEO. That's what we need to see.
Why?
Because we're...
I don't even want to see trans people. I need to see one
that's doing something other than telling us what their gender is.
What about Big Mike?
Big Mike.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. Big Mike.
Rachel Levine.
Who's that?
The admiral of HHS.
No.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
come on.
That dude, man, have you seen his hog?
That dude's a real admiral.
Stop.
And a real athlete, too.
Pop up a pic, Bob, for the audience.
Oh, God,
there.
Man.
It's a librarian in Oregon, is what it looks like. But,
Jesus Christ. That is terrifying.
And why?
This is the Glamour Shots version, too.
You can imagine military. Seeing this they fucking... They touched this one up, dude.
You can imagine seeing this fucking Mongo in person.
Imagine him on top of you.
No,
4 a.m. I don't want to imagine this entire bottle.
I don't want to imagine him speaking in a room like as we're supposed to take it seriously.
Jared, I'm gonna come, Jared.
Oh God, dude, God, that is terrifying. Looking at that photo while you're giving that voice.
I'm gonna come, Jared.
Are you catpawing at me?
Well, what about the dude that was the whatever? I don't know who. What they were stealing luggage.
Oh yeah,
that was a good one.
The bald one. That one looks.
Dude kind of went away.
He looks like a villain.
That's a fun one.
He looks like Mastermind, but
Lex
a tranny
Luthor's
version.
Kid. Yeah.
What was that dick's name?
He got fired, by the way.
Yeah.
So they let him go after stealing luggage at the airport.
Oh God, dude, this just needs to be punched.
This is what happens when you stop kids from bullying other kids.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Just let it happen.
It needs to be a little healthy bullying.
Although, if I had to fuck a dude, I mean, that one looks like you could pin down pretty easily and pop off a couple shots. I'm just saying, gun to head, if somebody was like, I'm going to fucking kill your family, you got to fuck a dude, that one you could probably pin down and pop off around pretty quickly.
I don't know. Dylan Mulvaney is probably a little more dainty.
For you. You know, I need a little meat on them bones to get off, but to each his own, you know? We're not going to wives
Dylan
and all that.
Mulvaney looks kind of like a babysitter. I could get down with that. Yeah. What?
He's got a babysitter fetish.
Hey.
If you had a hot babysitter as a kid, you got a babysitter fetish.
Yeah. You sure do. And hopefully
my wife is six years older than me.
My sister babysat us, man. Smart. She was younger. It's weird.
Nothing you can do. And if you are having sex with your babysitter, do it on a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, you name it. And at checkout, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. The babysitter will love it. Sleep in comfort with your babysitter or your sister, in Jared's case. And I'm sure Ghostbed's going to love this ad, Reed.
Yeah, they are. They love us.
Stretch it out over 3 years.
8 years. Come on.
Dial it up, dude. Today's the day you buy a brand new bedroom set for that babysitter in your life at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up.
Wait. I just got to say.
Did you say rape?
No, I said wait.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Your rectal integrity is a ticking time bomb.
Me? Right now.
Yeah,
it's not.
You're getting dug out by a dude in within this calendar year. I could feel it.
What? No, I'm not.
Are you getting crop dusted?
Why?
Over there?
No,
is
no,
he
no.
going to prison?
No. I'm just saying, based on the conversations he's been having recently.
Oh yeah,
privately
yeah.
and publicly.
About? Yeah,
it's getting fucking weird.
Things are getting weird.
It's not.
Like he's gone so far that now it's like these super wealthy dudes or
yes.
actors and actresses, yeah. they just get so bored
yeah.
that they just...
I'm not bored.
You gotta start fuck banging the dad.
You are the most bored matters. Person I've ever met in my life.
Fuck, yeah. Man, I am bored, aren't I?
Yeah. You're going to start fucking dudes, man.
It's going to start with your life. You're going
to
start getting pegged.
You'll probably start with giving to the dude.
No, come on. Don't, why?
Like giving him your gift, I think they call it.
You're going to let him suck you off.
You guys are bullying me.
We're not. We're not bullying you.
I'm trying to keep you from gay.
Yeah, you've reached a,
you've kept me. I'm
a financial level in life where you're going to start fucking dudes. And
I have an amazing date lined up tonight. She's hot.
Yeah, sure, she is. What she's going to do is use her hotness to convince you to
fuck
another
dude. I'll
send
photos while you guys are on the fucking draft
show. You can do whatever you want to do, but you're banging a dude.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Can't be stopped. Next up, we got a culture crisis here. The military could seek to formally punish service members for refusing to use another service member's preferred pronouns under existing policies. According to military experts, a 2020 equal opportunity law opened the door for commanders to subject someone who refuses to affirm a transgender service member's so-called gender identity to the Uniform Code of Military Justice. For changes related to harassment, Captain Thomas Wheatley, an assistant professor at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, told the Daily Caller News Foundation. Such a move would likely infringe on a service member's constitutional rights to uphold their conscience, but it might not prevent leaders from employing more subtle ways of disciplining service members. All right, you guys were in the military here. Is this going to fucking fly, yes or no?
Well, they forced vaccinated everybody, but they've done that before. So that wasn't too shocking. Probably not. I would say probably not.
I mean, this is just stupid. The fact that they're even paying attention to this is like, stop. Like, that's why this is so dumb.
Well, when you guys were in, I truthfully never really heard anything about transgenders except for Boys Don't Cry. I was swanked up. It was Hillary Swank, yeah. And it's a great film. Where she wrapped up her titties and some bandages from Rite Aid and all that stuff.
You just need to stop, dude.
But other than that,
fucking fight things.
I never fucking heard about it. Did you guys serve with anybody at that time?
No, plenty of gay lords.
Okay,
we didn't care about that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
nobody cared. I mean, we made fun of them. But to be honest, if you were an inch too tall or short, you got made fun of, and that's subjective.
Not even that. I was a perfect height. Did you still made fun of me? And look at me, I'm smart.
Yeah, but
than
you're now. Retarded.
Yeah, I mean, you're borderline.
Like, no.
Not yeah. borderline.
I'm super smart.
Yeah, sure.
You didn't even say that word right.
He said stupor.
Yeah, stupor smart, dude.
But no, I doubt it. I mean, I could see it happening at a lower level. I mean, I raised a lot of hell. And I think among conventional units, the 82nd doesn't really do too much gay shit like that because they're trying to fight wars and shit. But in the admin side of the Army, fuck yeah. They do that shit all the time.
Yeah, but what it comes down to, I mean, this is kind of what the Marines were facing out in Pendleton. They were telling Marines that they had to go watch for urinalysis and they had to watch for transgendered, I don't even know how you classify them, women with dicks. And the girls that were being forced, they're like, I'm married. I'm not looking at a fucking naked dude. And so they tried to get those girls that refused in trouble via EO law, but now they have two conflicting things. You know, now they're filing lawsuits going, well, no, you can't force a married woman to go look at a fucking naked guy. You dipshits.
Yeah.
Like, and your command is telling you, you have to. That's fucking weird. I mean,
that's what Planet Fitness just did.
Sexual assault.
Yeah. They're institutionalizing sexual harassment.
Like, no, you have to, I'm ordering you to look at that dick.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's wearing a wig? Get the fuck out of here. You guys are all retarded.
And remember that every order that comes from anybody in the United States military is technically an order by government. So it's a unique position where pretty much everybody around you can technically violate your civil rights. Some of which you do sign away isn't the right word, but you know, you capitulate to military authority to some degree. Mm-hmm. But not for stuff like this. This is retarded. Like, you can't be compelled to say one thing or another, and you can't be compelled to. For example, if somebody is a giant fat person, I'm not gonna not call them fat because that's the truth. And if you would be hard pressed in the military to fucking hem somebody up for that, to be honest. Now it's become the case a little bit more recently that senior enlisted dudes referring to lower enlisted females as fat has become a problem, and it's a problem for them getting EO complaints and shit. I mean, not because it's a problem, because if you're overweight in the military, what the fuck are you doing? Oh,
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's insane that this is the conversation.
I felt the same. So in the NFL, we used to have these compliance meetings every year. During the BLM shit, that whole fucking hoax that was going on, they sat us down and made us listen. Every black guy got up there and told a story about how they're scared of the cops.
Players,
okay. And coaches. Like, it was just like this fucking, it's like, dude, come on. Like, what are we doing here? You know, like, what the fuck is going on here? You know? And then with the whole kneeling thing, I wouldn't kneel. So it was like this fucking issue. Like, oh, what? You should just kneel with your team. No, I'm not going to fucking kneel.
Yeah, fuck
you. Then it was like, oh, you should just get the vaccine. No, I'm not going to fucking vaccine.
I'm going to do what I want.
Eat a dick.
Yeah.
Like, you can't force me to do anything. Mm-hmm. Just like you can't force me to call a dude a lady.
Mm.
Like, I'm not going to, if you got a dick and balls, I'm not calling you a lady. If you go through with the surgery, maybe I'll think
that's
about
still
it.
That's still just a wound.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see it.
It doesn't heal.
No. I want to see. I want Bruce Jenner's dick.
So there's two
in a jar on two, this fucking
there's
set.
Two words. There's womb, W-O-M-B, that means a vagina that gives birth to something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's wound, which is what happens when you get hit by a fucking axe.
Yeah.
Not the same.
But Jared's
or when, Jared said, fuck or when they cut your meat out and shove it up there.
Yeah,
and
that's a wound.
Invert
it's
it.
It's a you're not letting the hole close.
It's an open cavity right. wound.
It's an open cavity, yeah. And I think that if that happens, you should have to wear your dick and balls around your neck like a necklace.
Yeah,
big fan.
Or get a tattoo on your forehead like Cain from the Bible.
Yeah,
just a little cock right there. It's like, hey, damn, that bitch is hot. Oh, almost got me,
almost
bitch.
Got you,
but not this time.
I would like to get a bronze and put on my neck, you know?
Yeah.
And have a maybe a door knocker.
They used to do that, actually. Carthaginian slaves had mm-hmm. huge cocks because they were black, obviously.
Sure.
So the Romans would fucking do that. They would bronze their dick and cut them off, bronze their dick and balls.
No shit. No. And then what happened to those guys?
Which ones?
Did they walk around as eunuchs after
the
that?
Or some were eunuchs, yeah. All others right. bled out because that's not exactly the safest thing to do.
Ah, grab a knife. We got the Montana Knife Company over there.
Yeah
I'll give it a go. Having a bad day, I'll kind of
Stonewall this over thing there? Off.
Yeah, Stonewall Skinner, dude. Look at that, Derek. How shocked would you be if I just sliced my penis and balls off? Right
I mean,
next to you?
I would be fucking shocked.
Okay. Yeah,
if you just cut your dick
oh,
off.
Oh god,
right
yeah, I think even I would be shocked. I'd be like, wow.
Yeah, we got an NFL draft show tonight.
Really?
Yeah, we got to bring in the ratings.
So
let's
what?
Go.
Tonight they get to pick all the teams.
Sure do. They sure do.
That's
the
cool.
New players.
No,
yeah.
They pick players from college.
And then, Derek, this is for you. The audience can't see that.
Now, are you going full sub-incision, or what's going on here with
your penis.
Situation?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's so
bad, sliced
dude.
Open penis right there.
I don't want to see that.
Do you have, I think you've actually got an audio recording of a surgery like this.
Boy, we can't on YouTube
my
today,
wife
guys.
Sent me one. My wife sent me a video, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, I was telling her to play, whenever I say that, he's supposed to play Meek Mill getting drilled out.
Dude, please, dude, I'm with you, dude. That fucked me up.
It's graphic, isn't it?
I can't hear it.
I can watch it on screen, and I'll watch any dudes have sex with each other in a movie. That audio, though, was just too graphic for me. It lives with me.
I had a conversation about this last night, actually. Not a whole lot of... it was
who?
A follow-up of an earlier conversation with Rudy.
Reyes.
There's not a whole lot of Gaylord stuff that happens in the desert.
No.
On film, right? Or even in the outdoors, generally speaking. There's only the one movie about an outdoors Gaylord experience.
I know why.
Why are we using the word Gaylord?
Because it's proper.
It's a little bit more
Tyler
regal.
Tyler Childers has that gay video, that gay music video, too.
About
coal
miners.
Oh, yeah. I don't,
the coal miners.
I haven't seen
kissing.
That. Is that real?
Coal miners.
He said it was based on his uncle or something like that.
I just wasn't given the memo that we're bringing Gaylord back. I haven't heard that since I was in the
game. I like it. I think it's a little bit more...
professional.
Instead of saying gay shit.
Regal.
Yeah.
Professional. And also separating the two, right?
Yeah.
Like gay, I don't like that. It's too simple.
Well, it's too broad.
Yeah.
Because it's like, too much. Everybody's trying
gay,
to latch
gay
on to gay
doesn't
gay now.
Mean like homosexual.
Yeah.
In my
yeah.
book.
Yeah.
No,
if I say
has.
Something's gay, it's just like, you know, it's like a whole different meaning.
Yeah. Mm.
It's fun and flirty.
I push the motion forward that we only have LGBP. So it's lesbian, gay, bi, and Prince. Prince is everything else.
He sure is.
Dude, too. Prince should earn a sexuality.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to the purple.
Don't you
one.
Think so?
I love
P.
him. Yeah.
I would be down
I
with
thought
LGBT.
It was liberty, beer, titties, and guns.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't have the T in there. It's just LGBT.
P, yeah. Prince. Yeah,
yeah just or Prince.
Pussy,
dude.
Man. Pussy.
Dude, Prince is a real sexuality.
He's the best. He's the greatest of all time. Next up, AdWise, mybookie.com. Promo code DrinkingBros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. the NFL draft show tonight. You'll be able to bet on every single player for every single team here. Derek, I'm going to quiz you. I'm going to put you on the spot right now.
All right.
Where's J.J. McCarthy going?
He's going to go probably 3.
Come on. To the fucking Patriots?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you know something we don't know?
Winner.
What are they going to do?
Gross.
They're the one team that they're resetting. They're in a complete rebuild right now, but they have Jacoby Brissett, who can start while McCarthy learns how to play NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else has both of those things and where they have time to
condition. Didn't I like J.J. McCarthy? Like, he's the kind of guy that he does a little kind of Russell Wilson-ish with his fucking weird shit that he does. Like, you know, he likes to meditate before games, and he's like, oh, if you don't cold tub, you're a fucking pussy, basically. Like, that kind of stuff. But it's... I think he's a great quarterback, and I know Harbaugh. If Harbaugh likes him, then he's a fucking gamer. Like,
I can't do it, dude. 12 of 20, or I can't. Well,
this quarterback group is the most overrated quarterback group I've ever seen in the history. Caleb Williams is a fucking turd. He's a fucking cuck.
I've been saying that. He's a fucking turd.
Absolute cuck.
He doesn't have whatever it takes to play in
the
NFL.
That's the worst thing to be called, by the way.
Oh, a cuck, dude. If you get caught a cuck.
Well, he paints his nails.
It wouldn't show
me if he shows up in a dress.
Yeah, he was like, I don't even want to play. I don't want to play right now. I just would like to go home and play video games. He said some shit like that. I was like, dude, this guy, I would never draft this guy. I don't give a fuck how good he looks on paper.
He said the same thing.
And if he was so good, quarterback is the only position in football that could actually change the game.
Yeah.
When I say change the game, I mean like you can go and you can have shitty people around you and you can fucking change a game. Peyton Manning's proof of that. He used to take average guys and make them fucking great. Yeah. Right?
That's Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech, 6-6 every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it made him stronger. You know, Brittany.
Let me see this.
There.
Let me that see this nail though, painting
that's
guy.
That's at Texas Tech. We're talking
Caleb
about USC.
Yeah, that also
see
doesn't.
Caleb something.
That he's also, getting that way does, less. The talent that you're getting at USC is way above the talent you're getting at Texas Tech. Way above.
They don't really have linemen.
Caleb what?
No. Yeah. Caleb Williams. You can bring him up with a nail polish here. I'll read off the odds while you look for it, Bob.
They also spent several years with Mahomes under Alex Smith, right?
One.
No, he took over like at the end of the first year.
I don't really want to play.
You've got, what, 5 quarterback? You got 5 first-round, like I'm putting quotation marks up, 5 first-round quarterbacks here.
Probably.
So the over-under tonight on mybookie.com is 4.5. So you're saying 5?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Penix might be the last one if somebody takes him late.
Or Bo Nix.
Which I think, yeah, but you got Bo Nix, Penix. What's the dude that transferred from Arizona State to?
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he's going 2nd.
He's going 2.
Yeah. And then you got Caleb. Drake I May. Can't believe Caleb Williams is first round. Yeah, I can't believe it.
Pop him up on screen.
It shows you how fucking goofy the NFL is.
Yeah.
That it's a big popularity contest and it's all it is.
It's all messaging.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't. I mean, come on, man. This guy's a clown.
Oh, he's a fucking.
Do you know who has of all the quarterbacks in the entire NCAA who had the best rating in the third quarter or on third down rather?
Who was it? Of
every quarterback that played last year.
Don't say J.J. McCarthy.
Yep.
Dude, he's a gamer.
The hardest down to be a quarterback in, he did it the best of everybody. Not like D1 or anything, everybody.
I mean, he was at Michigan. Michigan has
he had the best line in America
for 2 years.
So the reason he has shallow rate numbers is because or counting numbers is because he fucking didn't throw the ball on first or second down ever.
We'll find out tonight.
So it was predictable, too.
Yep.
Yeah,
they're throwing the ball.
The listener we flew in for the Olive Garden dinner tomorrow for the Bro Box here that's in front of me is here. He's wearing a Chargers hat. Jim Harbaugh is the head coach. Maybe they'll trade Justin Herbert tonight and get J.J. McCarthy.
I would love to see that happen. I don't want to see that happen to that kid.
I would love to see that happen.
The Spanos family is so fucking cheap.
Fun. It would be fun. He's holding a finger gun to his head and says he doesn't want that to happen. Which I really enjoy. Either way, bet with us or against us tonight on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit. We'll be gambling on this all night long tonight. Looking forward to it. And there's always some surprises, trades, and some fucking weird picks. Something weird's going to happen with J.J. McCarthy.
Somebody's trading up to get him. It might be Minnesota. Minnesota's
I wish Denver would do it.
Really?
You want to talk about fucking retarded? You go and trade for Zach Wilson. So you let Russell Wilson go and go get somebody who's even worse.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson.
What does a football team do when they grab a brand new quarterback? Because you're not putting him in right away, right?
Most
you mean
people
a rookie?
Do.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're a fucking first round pick, you're playing.
Yeah, you make
too much money. If you're a first, second round pick, for like second round for quarterback, usually it's different.
It's rare.
But if you're like a top, I mean, if you're drafted at all, they expect you to come in and fucking be able to play.
Who's the last one that didn't? Jordan Love, probably, because A-Rod was still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would, that was the 28th or 30th pick or some shit, too.
And Jordan Love, I think he's a good quarterback.
He's good. On my beloved Falcons, we chose Desmond Ridder. Not great.
Bearcat.
Told him not to do it. Terrible.
It was a second-round pick, though.
Oh, God. That should have never happened, my man. God damn it, man.
I mean, he's not that bad.
The Falcons. He's terrible. And we get a fucking 40-year-old coming off of Achilles.
He had no experience.
We're giving him $180 million. He's dead to me. Throw him in the fucking river with the goddamn dolphin.
You don't
right?
like Kirk? Dude, he's going to fit in so well. Didn't you guys just get Kirk Cousins?
Well, yeah, Kirk O'Chains. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be fucking perfect in Atlanta.
It'd have been awesome 20 years ago.
Oh, you're still he's 38 years old.
Yeah,
38's still doing not that. Old for a quarterback. They can't get hit. You can't hit the quarterback anymore. They are not getting any damage done to them.
It's old just to walk around, though. His Achilles blew out.
He's spending so much money on himself to take care of. Spend $1 million a year just staying healthy, you'd be able to do fucking backflips.
Still drives a cargo van, so he's not spending any of that money on his.
Yeah, he's spending it on body care.
I hope so. I hope we win the Super Bowl. I've already volunteered to make a fucking statue.
Are we going to the Super Bowl this
full
year?
Whole thing. We'll see.
Atlanta's not going to do shit. No. They fucking suck.
No. I kind of like the parties better than going to the.
Yeah.
Game.
Are you sure that the cargo van isn't for some extracurricular activity?
Mm. Well, like. What filming? Do you
mean,
like?
I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Gangbang bus?
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe he's going to fill it full of explosives and drive
it
up the
Oklahoma. Watch it if you're in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
No, maybe he's going to fill it full of ammonium nitrate and drive it under the Oklahoma City Federal Building.
Wow. Too soon. Okay.
Kirko Bangs?
Yeah, Kirko Chains. Kirko.
You don't know that he's not a terrorist.
I'm not.
All you know is he hasn't been caught yet.
He's a fucking terrorist.
Let me back up. There's no reason for me to believe he is. I have no idea. I'm just saying it is a possibility.
I can't confirm nor deny.
No, that's not it. There's a non-zero chance that he's a terrorist.
What the fuck is non-zero mean?
It means fucking 0.00 anything at one. If a one shows up at any point, it's a non-zero chance. So non-zero chance, I would say likely Kirk Cousins is a terrorist.
Okay.
I would say there's probably a 40% chance that there's some C4 underneath your fucking chair, Jared.
It probably is.
I bet you Kirk Cousins might blow you up.
Yeah.
During the next hour of
C4
this
fucking C4 is the
thing.
Opposite of silly putty.
Sure is. Next up.
It's serious, spicy silly putty.
It's serious, buddy.
New York City's breaking federal law. SCOTUS orders a Brooklyn man has been convicted of 13 weapons charges after having been arrested and charged in 2022 for building his own firearms. Dexter Taylor's ordeal could become a landmark Second Amendment case in light of a Bruen ruling handed down the same year. The jury told Taylor, they found Taylor guilty of second-degree criminal possession of a loaded weapon, 4 counts of third-degree criminal possession of a weapon, 5 counts of criminal possession of a firearm, second-degree criminal possession of 5 or more firearms, unlawful possession of pistol ammunition, violation of certificate of registration, prohibition of unfinished frames or receivers. 2 lesser charges, including third-degree criminal possession of 3 or more firearms and a third-degree possession of a weapon, were not voted on. Taylor is a 52-year-old New York native and a software engineer. Had discovered the world of gunsmithing years ago, and he decided to take it up as a hobby and possibly turn it into a business later. However, a joint ATF-NYPD task force discovered he was legally buying parts from various companies. They opened up an investigation that led SWAT to raid and arrest him. What you think of this, Dan?
I think it's New York City once again breaking federal law and nullifying orders of the Supreme Court. Like, the Bruen decision makes it such that this will give you a permit if you qualify to own a gun and have it in your own home. Shit mm-hmm. is not constitutional. We've known it for a while. New York City's been doing it. A couple places in California have been doing it. Massachusetts, so on and so forth. Bruen was supposed to end that, obviously. That's how it works. When the Supreme Court says, no, you can't do that anymore, the other courts are supposed to obey the goddamn Constitution. Unfortunately, that's not what happened here. This guy was well within his rights to do everything he did. It's just a city law. And look, remember a couple years ago, you guys all may remember this, that people were getting arrested by local PD with help from the ATF for flying with their handgun or their hunting rifle, like an AR style rifle to go hunting in upstate New York, but they flew into one of the city, either JFK or fucking LaGuardia, with their gun that wasn't legal there, with a 30 round magazine, and get arrested and charged with a felony for going somewhere where to go hunt, right, with their weapon. So this isn't new for New York City. It's just like this is, the left keeps pushing this particular issue so hard. I don't understand why, to be honest, because it's, if it goes to the court, they're going to lose. They've lost every case since 2018, every single case.
It's just a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah, and this guy's currently jailed at Rikers Island as he awaits sentencing, which I'm sure is not fun for him. Do we have a picture of this guy, Bob?
Yeah, he's like a fucking Indian dude.
But if you go, really? But if you go beat up a cop, they'll just let you go.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
if you're an immigrant, you got to be an immigrant, though.
That's not that big a deal.
Yeah, if you're an illegal alien, you can do it. Or if
you can go rob a store.
Oh, no, you can take anything you want from Target.
Take anything you want from Target.
Yeah, he's a black dude. The Indian is the his attorney, I think, is like, or looked Indian to me.
Okay.
At any rate.
Did he come to court in a magic carpet? Or?
It fucking broke down on the side of the road. He had to get a cab. Luckily, it was his cousin driving the cab.
Those magic carpets.
This guy looks fun, though. I don't understand what the hubbub is about. What do they think? He was a terrorist? Or was that he was purchasing potentially illegal parts to build his own guns? What's the state's case against him? What are they trying to say this
the
is?
The charges that they're still charging him under laws that existed before the Bruin decision should be wiped off the books now, but they're continuing to prosecute people for it. Or maybe he was getting prosecuted while, I think, he was arrested.
So he got, hold on a minute. So he was guilty of second degree criminal possession of a loaded weapon. Mm-hmm. So when they found him, he had a loaded weapon on him?
Yeah, but it was in his house.
Right. So what?
But in New York, if it's certain types of ARs or handguns, you have to get a permit from the city just to buy the thing in the first place.
Right.
Which is unconstitutional. So that's a poll tax, right? You can't do that. You cannot charge people a permit to exercise their constitutional right. The Supreme Court has ruled on this fucking dozens of times over the years, but they do it anyways. Because they don't give a shit.
Well, they also know that people don't have the money to fight things like this. So they're like, fuck it. What's the risk?
Just ruin your fucking life.
Yeah. But for this dude, it sucks right now. Yeah, but this is a huge tactical error by the left. In the same way that pushing all the abortion shit was a tactical error for the right. You know what I mean? Like, one, you're getting people all pissed off about it. And there are more new gun owners from center left populations than ever before.
Oh, like big time.
The largest growing contingent of gun owner right now is black women. You know what I mean? And you keep doing shit like this, they don't really particularly care for the government either.
Isn't it Ohio that said you can constitutionally carry now and
crime 29 states, bud.
Yeah, but they recently saw the big decrease.
Yeah, it's been going down every month for 5 months.
Well, and, I mean, it's the crime. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Clause. I mean, if you walk into, if you say, okay, this is a gun-free areas, gun-safe zone, whatever, where do you think the criminal that wants to go shoot up a place is going to go? You think he's going to go where people can carry, or he's going to go where people can't carry?
Derek, I think he's going to read the sign outside the door and then turn around and walk away.
Like, oh, turn around, walk rats. Away.
Yeah, I'm going to find someplace else that doesn't have the sign that I can walk in here with my gun.
I'm going to go fire at a bunch of people that are loaded. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude. Let's
now
let's
so
make this a challenge.
During the trial for this that happened recently, the judge kept. There's no video of it, but you can find the transcripts if you look closely online. The judge kept interrupting the defense attorney when he was doing his opening and closing statements and like chirping at him while he was trying to do his fucking job, like lay the groundwork for his narrative and all this stuff. And then said, do not bring the Second Amendment into this courtroom. It doesn't exist here, so you can't argue Second Amendment. This is New York.
Wow.
The judge said that?
Okay, mm-hmm. So how are you allowed to
continue? So you're a
communist.
How
are you allowed to continue an actual case, a trial?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's you should get disbarred for that.
Yeah.
Right? Oh,
yeah.
Like literally, you should get disbarred for that.
Just it's another example of a New York judge pulling some bullshit. I mean, they're doing it to Trump.
Yeah.
That trial's going on right now still, as we speak, by the way. Both in Supreme Courts and then in Manhattan right now.
Putting gag order? Are you fucking kidding me with a gag order? I can't talk about myself?
He's trying to put a gag order on the guy where he can't talk about Michael Cohen, the guy who's like trying to fucking put him in prison.
Exactly.
Like, fuck you, dude. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Because I guarantee Michael Cohen's getting offered some fucking plea.
Oh, yeah.
Or some fucking 100%.
Deal. Not just a plea, but probably money.
Oh, money.
From
fucking,
somebody somewhere.
You know, hey, we're going to get you back, bud. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not ruined. It's bullshit.
It is. We'll see what happens over there. This guy, though, that sucks, man. He looks like a nice dude. I don't understand.
Yeah, he's just like a fucking tech nerd or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's a guy that likes fucking guns. He's not fucking
guns, man.
Criminal.
Because it's fun, man.
That's it.
It's the reason we all play video games. Even like we were playing war video games while we were at war because it's fucking fun, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but how...
God damn it.
Dude, this judge, how do you look at that guy, too? And, like, you sentence him to 30 years. And he goes... And this dude's like, what the fuck, man? I was just building things in my house. I did nothing wrong. Like, you shouldn't be a judge.
No.
Fuck that guy.
Speaking of which, next up, Harvey Weinstein.
No.
Charges overturned in the state of New York.
So let's put this guy in jail.
Yeah.
Let's let the guy off for rape.
New York's highest court on Thursday overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction, finding the judge at the landmark Me Too trial prejudiced the ex-movie mogul with egregious, improper rulings, including a decision to let women testify about allegations that weren't part of the case. Quote, we conclude that the trial courts erroneously admitted testimony of uncharged, alleged prior sexual acts against persons other than the complaints of the underlying crimes. The court's 4-3 decision said the remedy for these egregious errors is a new trial. The state courts of appeals ruling reopens a painful chapter in America's reckoning with sexual misconduct by powerful figures, an era that began in 2017 with a flood of allegations against Weinstein. His accusers could again be forced to retell their stories on the witness stand. The court's majority said it is an abuse of judicial discretion to permit untested allegations of nothing more than bad behavior that destroys the defendant's character but sheds no lights on their credibility as related to criminal charges lodged against them. Now, here's where shit gets wild.
If you're running out witnesses who've ran into this person and say he sexually assaulted them, how is that not salient to a sexual assault trial?
Yeah.
Look, in this case, by the way, the crazy part about this is all female judges who decided this.
Four.
Yes. So four. They were the four that voted for this. So it was a 4-3 decision.
Maybe they're big fans.
Overturn it?
Yes.
Maybe they're big fans of rape, those four.
Or maybe
four
they're women. Like, you know what? This is the Jew we need to take down Hamas.
Yeah, like, to take out Hamas.
I said earlier, I think because there's a lack of good movies out there, they're like, fuck it. Let's get them back and make some fucking dope hits again.
I mean, you're right.
They're like, look, no, these movies suck.
Yeah.
Other than Beekeeper, that was great.
Roadhouse was the worst thing I've seen in fucking years.
No, terrible. But Beekeeper?
I didn't see Beekeeper yet. Dude. It's good?
Oh, yeah. You saw it?
Love Beekeeper.
It's so fucking good, isn't it?
Seen it twice, too, with my kid.
Did you see Iron Claw?
No.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
With Zac Efron?
It's the wrestling story.
It's a wrestling story. Is it good? It's pretty decent.
Yeah, I heard it's great.
Like, it's not bad.
I've been meaning to check it out.
Zac Efron gets fucking yoked.
Oh, shit.
This dude is yoked up in this.
He can get fucking
steroids
when he wants to.
Well, yeah, obviously he's fucking get pumped full of testosterone.
I've got a ton at home. I haven't started.
Doing a little trend.
Are you going to start doing steroids, Jared?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Don't do it, dude.
Nah, do it, Jared. Do it. I like it. Yeah.
He's saying no.
Blow your heart up.
Derek.
Oh, no,
Derek.
I'm not doing nothing to my heart.
Who cares, dude? He's fine.
I'm going to put him straight into my heart, Derek. Like, I'm going straight to the heart. I'm not letting it leak there. Like, that's the key. That's what I heard.
He's going,
That's what Hulk Hogan told me. He goes, put them in your heart, and then they'll leak out.
And then he goes, also take your vitamins. That's what he said right after that.
Say your prayers.
Take steroids to the heart, brother, and then take your vitamins. Say your prayers.
Then he said the N-word.
That he did, yeah. 13 times. I said, I feel like a fat pig after sex. I wasn't really disappointed in the N-word in that tape. It was I feel like a fat pig. That one always gets me.
That one gets
you?
Yeah. I never watched the tapes.
Because he felt like you overate. We've all been there. You overeat, and then you have sex, and you're like, man, I feel like a pig. Yeah. I don't, you know? Yeah. One light's on
you
in the corner of the room.
You feel kind
of
sick, too. You're
have to shit the whole time.
Puke?
Yeah.
You're like, I might throw up. I don't know if I'm going to shit, throw up, or come.
Yeah.
One of them.
We're going to the Olive Garden tomorrow with everybody.
I'll probably shit, throw up, and come all at the same time.
Exactly.
if I'm lucky.
And hopefully I sneeze,
by,
too.
By the way, he's not getting out right now. He's still got another charge he was convicted of where he was sentenced to 16 years.
Well, so that's in Los Angeles. So yeah. Here's the deal.
So what a waste of fucking time.
It's not yet. Hang on.
What does Big Grape say about too. This, huh?
Well, hang on. So in California, his lawyers said we're hopeful that this will help overturn the convictions in California because there was also women that testified in that who weren't on the docket as actual defendants or claimants or whatever the fuck you call it. So they think he might get off of those California charges, so they're going to start working on those now. My question to you is, he's currently in a prison in upstate New York. Since that's done and vacated, those charges, do they ship him back to California to a prison there?
If he's still... Once they process the paperwork, yeah, there would be a detainer on him for LA. I would imagine they would extradite him.
This sounds like lawyers doing everything they can to bleed him.
Maybe, bleeding. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is just lawyers he getting can't fucking
be
bled. Paid.
He's got... fucking $500 million. He can't be bled.
What does Big Grape say about this? No, I know, but that's what I'm
saying. Yeah. They just want to get paid. So they're like, we can do this for you, and that's for you, and get you moved to California, then we can beat that case.
But for him, in prison, all you need is hope, and that's what Shawshank's all about.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Well, Jared's asking what does Big Rape have to say about everything? I haven't talked to him yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's Big Rape?
Big Rape?
Yeah.
Like the rape industry.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Like big tobacco,
corporate
pharma.
Rape, dude. Like, they're pretty upset that they're letting him out.
Because they like to, they run that whole thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Me Too at right now?
Yeah.
Me Him.
Yeah.
They're all talking about Hamas.
Believe all producers.
Women aren't allowed to talk about how they're dealt with anymore now because half of them are men and they're still trying to deal with
still
that.
Still weird, dude.
You know?
Yeah. And if you go over to Palestine or Gaza right now, they treat you great.
Oh, yeah. They actually have full health care.
Yep.
Full free. They'll transition to whatever
weird?
You want.
Is it not weird that, like, there are, I mean, is it absurd that this group that is so pro Hamas, pro Palestine doesn't understand that, like, they would be nuked the second they got over there?
Well, here's the problem. They went and interviewed a bunch of these people at Columbia. They don't even know what the fuck they're protesting.
We were just told to come
they're
over
like,
here.
Yeah, we don't like anything. Like, they're just a bunch of fucking college kids that don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Pull up Ruben's Instagram. He's got the video on there.
I don't know why we're spending so much time listening to fucking 19-year-old
college kids,
morons.
Yeah.
Who are going to a school that costs like $80,000 a year to go to. It costs like $86,000 a year to go there.
Who's graduated anything? So shut up.
Like maybe learn all the stuff you're supposed to before you start running your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe live some life first.
You piece of shit.
Maybe pay some taxes.
It's Dave Rubin. Yeah, pop up on his Instagram. He's got the video on there.
Looking at Ruben Schneider's.
Oh, shout out Ruben,
which is mostly weird.
Yeah,
Chinese
the Ruben
porn,
reports.
Yeah,
go to that girl all the way to the right. Boom.
This is the one. Yeah.
Yep.
Goal with tonight's protest.
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
NYU really needs to be stopped. Sure I don't know what
do
they're
know
doing.
What NYU's doing?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free.
I was more educated.
I'm not either.
I wish I was more educated.
Columbia. I was there off at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support, so I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
Yeah,
it's getting dangerous, so I showed up.
It's getting dangerous.
There's cops there.
If it's getting dangerous, it's not some people said it was getting dangerous. It's there's rounds flying through the air.
Yeah.
Right? That's when it's dangerous.
Can we just take all of them to the Gaza Strip? Be like, hey, here you guys go. Support them.
Well, you're going to need
some
support
of those $60 billion to send them over there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody's going to have to
load it up in cargo planes.
Somebody's going to have to rebuild Gaza. May as well be them, since they care so much. And, you know, getting a little fucking mud on their boots wouldn't do them any harm either.
No.
Because that certainly has
to
happen. They
want to support them, then support them.
If I never had to hear the word Middle East again, it would be the best day of my life.
Our lives wouldn't change.
Yeah.
No. They would change for the
fuck
better.
Fuck them and all their bullshit and their fucking bullshit. The fucking wars that are going on over there since fucking 2,000 years ago. Like, who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck about any of that.
I mean, it's a good place for us to test ordnance, I guess.
Right. Yeah, but I kind of
we can
wish,
do that without sending billions of dollars.
I kind
of
wish the fucking Baptists and the Presbyterians would start bombing each other. That would make this place interesting.
It would be a lot more interesting, yeah. You know?
It sure would.
Oh God!
Sure just would. Have a, just have a
fuck you, Presbyterians.
Methodist clacks off yeah. a vest in a fucking Catholic church.
Oh God, dude! They all started fighting for fucking land and power.
I want to see the Pentecostals, dude, with the rattlesnakes out there, dude. Throwing rattlesnakes.
They got bombs full of snakes, dude.
Snake charmers,
gay snakes.
And then boom, there's a rattlesnake right to your face.
You're just getting bit, dude. And you're fucking swelling.
I'm fucking ready to get kitted up in my Templar shit if a Methodist tries to clack off.
Yeah, by the way,
go, buddy.
By the way, if Pentecostals show up with snakes, they have St. Patrick for that. He's kind of known for dealing with that.
Oh, dude, yeah, right? We toss a couple St. Patrick coins.
Now, that's the Pied Piper.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I don't hear a flute, I don't fight. All right? I need flautists everywhere I go to
He's
fight.
He's right. He needs flautists to fight.
I need a flautist to fight.
Because I played him the flute and he started fucking the air, dude.
Oh, sure did, dude.
Well, Lizzo's probably available. She quit music.
Well, she said she's back. She's quitting social media, Dan. So
you know what she quit doing? Is eating.
Yeah,
she should quit eating. That painting emits a smell.
We don't I sprayed some stank on it. Yeah,
sure did.
Just so everybody knows, when they walk over and smell it, like, oh, that is an asshole.
Oh, wait, put it on my two shot real quick, now that I can see this. Holy shit.
Oh, just move it to
the... Oh, my God, dude. Go. Oh, I can go right in with the fucking
dude, get it in there.
Bottle.
Get it in both holes, probably.
Come on,
Hope. Oh, man. On,
I think you start with the P and then you go to the A.
Yeah, well,
probably right.
Yeah, I think you always start at the P and then finish up in the A.
You never app it, dude.
No, you never go to A to P.
Yeah,
don't do that. You don't want to give anybody a UTI or nothing. Yeah,
no, right. You sure don't want to do that.
I'm not trying to get infected.
No, I'm
dude.
Just trying to prolapse that butthole.
Oh boy, Jesus Christ!
Speaking of prolapsing, our next ad. It's not going to be happy about that. BlackBuffalo.com. If you're an adult aged. 21 and older, and you use nicotine or tobacco. I want to tell you about American-made success story in Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built here in the good old U.S. of A. For 21-plus adult consumers, Black Buffalo was built by dippers with decades of smokeless tobacco use. They believe the market wanted tobacco alternative nicotine products that offered the best of both worlds, bold flavor and full pouches. What are they made of? It's pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical grade nicotine. Most importantly, there's no tobacco leaf or stem. Black Buffalo is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion of modern day consumers and what they're looking for. I won't look at that prolapsed asshole while I do this ad read. You can't make me.
Oh.
Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly,
Derek, look over here.
But still dude, keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, and wintergreen, all proudly made in the U.S. of A. So if you're 21 and up, consume nicotine or tobacco, and you want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head on over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states, or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative, bold flavor, full pouches. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. Why would you put that prolapsed anus right there during that entire ad read? Damn it!
Dude, I wanted to tell you. So I haven't had any tobacco since November.
Really?
Yeah, because remember last time I was here, I was fucking straight
you were,
Copenhagen wintergreen.
Sure. Yeah,
for
you were.
20 years I chewed. And all these other little nicotine things didn't work, but Black Buffalo like actually gives
it tastes
you, like,
good. Yeah,
it tastes good. Flavors. It has like a burn to it that like I don't know. I love it. So.
It's the best.
I haven't had any since. And I tried to quit many times.
Yeah,
and I couldn't do it. But
Black
there's
Buffalo
a
made him quit, and then there's a
that looks like
asshole.
A sea cucumber. It's fucking disgusting. Now I'm wondering how it happened. How did you do? What did you do to yourself?
I can't look at it because it makes me want to chew on it.
It was Taco Tuesday. It was Taco Tuesday.
It does kind of look like a nice pork tenderloin that's been there.
It does.
Kind of want to put that in your mouth.
Oh,
audience can't see that.
It's kind of like Chili Mac, you know?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take that down, Bob. Still got a show to do. The U.S. government is up next.
Yep. Still there.
Yep, still there. Nope. Get it off
the screen.
God damn it, dude.
I got to close all the other tabs. This computer works weird. It's just cheap. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
New video evidence uncovered by CNN significantly undermines two Pentagon investigations, the latest of which was released last week into an ISIS-K suicide attack outside a Kabul airport during the American troop withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021. The incident was a gruesome coda to America's longest war, leaving 13 United States military service members and about 170 Afghans who were desperately seeking U.S. help to flee the Taliban takeover of Kabul. For 2 years, the U.S. military has insisted that the loss of life was caused by a single explosion and then that troops who reported coming under fire and returning it were likely confused in the chaotic aftermath, some suffering from the effects of blast concussion. But video captured by a Marine's GoPro that has not been seen publicly in full before. Is that what they showed here?
Mm.
Do we have it?
You can look in that CNN article.
And that
sure
link
if
there?
Publish it or not.
Why did it take so long, huh?
One of
a few years later.
One of Zach's buddies has the footage because it was him. It's him that recorded it.
Really?
Zach Bell, yeah.
No shit.
I think they're going to publish it on his show at some point.
Okay.
After Action Pod.
Is this it right here?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to walk through this whole thing. So keep an eye out on After Action Pod for this. Yeah.
Yeah, pop that down. Let's see it.
That's the explosion.
Are you guys in the right state of mind? Let's go.
These are fragments of a video not fully seen in public before that reveal brutal facts long denied by the US military. Let's go back to the horrific dusk of August 26th, 2021. An ISIS bomb outside Kabul airport tears through a packed crowd. 170 Afghans and 13 American military are killed in the largest casualty.
Yeah, I'm not sure CNN just plays
a moment
it full.
Of acute savagery.
Probably not, right? Because it's CNN.
They put together a package.
But at least you can press pause. Yeah. From the opening of that, you can clearly hear gunfire.
Yeah.
Am I wrong here in this assessment? Like, what's the mystery? And did they not think the footage was eventually going to get out?
I don't know what they thought, to be honest. Because this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg. The other part of it is, and I talked about this at the time, I reported this fucking live as it was happening, that we had eyes on that motherfucker. Like, ISR had eyes on this dude that was going to walk in here and blow this thing up. We knew about 10 hours, I think, ahead of time that was going to happen. And I talked to two separate Tier 1 operators that were in theater at the time, and they both confirmed the story, that we had eyes on this guy and could not get clearance to drop a fucking bomb on his head. And so what do? The U.S. government. This is the stages they go through after being bitch-ass, incompetent little fucking cucks. And I mean the brass, not the soldiers and Marines on the ground, obviously.
Yeah.
They let the bomb go off and kill a bunch of people, right? Then they fucking lie about what actually happened, and then they drop a bomb on 10 civilians, including 7 children, and kill them, and nobody got fired for that. Nobody got fired. Nobody in the military chain of command went down for that at all. They just murdered 10
failure
civilians.
After failure.
And it's not just the military and the brass. It's all the reporters as well, the news, who wanted desperately to back up this story because they lose access to the generals in the Pentagon if they don't fucking say whatever they tell them to say, right? But this truth always comes out.
But even when the truth comes out, and let's say they go back and they try to hold some of these people accountable, nothing will happen at the end of the day. Nothing. And that's what sucks. We've seen not only this footage now, but we've seen footage from J6 and all the other shit. Nothing happens with
shit. Yeah, I mean, what is going to happen? AJ Gamble, yeah, a Tier 1 guy on Sean Ryan's show did say it, yes. But there's evidence of it, too. And I don't think the guy who has it has put it out yet, so I don't want to speak to that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I think the big effect from this is going to be a continuance of nobody signing up to join the fucking military anymore.
Yeah, and then they're
because they don't trust any of these motherfuckers.
Because like, you guys all suck.
Like, yeah. you're
running this organization into the ground.
Yeah. You have people out here talking about the legality of punishing somebody for not participating in somebody else's gender delusions inside of the fighting force. No, and our job is to fucking murder people, right? Leave us the fuck alone.
and let us do it.
And let us murder people. And if you don't need us to murder people, why, I'll just say so, and we'll go take a nap or something, right?
Yeah.
But shut the fuck up with all this stuff. It's yeah. retarded.
Yeah, it's crazy that they think nothing would ever get out. But again, once you're getting away with all this shit in plain sight these days, I don't think they fucking care. I don't think the White House cares. I don't think any of these fucking people care.
No, because we only have, we don't, there's no media anymore. We just have legacy fucking cable news people, and they pretend like there's two different sides, but there's not. Not even in some of the downstream stuff, like the next story with Newsmax. Like, there's, it's all controlled opposition in this media.
Yeah.
That's it.
Last but not least, news-wise today, Newsmax is a clown show. You may remember us discussing Newsmax a few weeks ago after they took $50 million in capital from the Qatari government, the same government that funds Hamas and houses its leader. The day after, Senator Mike Lee out of Utah appeared for an interview on Newsmax. He publicly lambasted the conservative network. Quote, Newsmax cut an entire segment of my interview last night. Lee fumed on Twitter. No mention of Ukraine, even though part of the interview focused specifically on the supplemental. I've never had this happen on any news network, not like this. He added, tagging the head of the network, Chris Ruddy, and asking, what happened? The interview, a sit-down with Newsmax primetime anchor Eric Balling, was pre-taped on Monday and aired 8 p.m. that night on Eric Balling's The Balance. In the portion of the discussion that aired, Lee and Balling spent roughly 9 minutes discussing the Trump hush money trial, anti-Semitism on college campuses, and the border crisis. An exchange about Ukraine, which Lee expressed his opposition to U.S. funding for the war-torn country, was cut from what aired. The interview came the night before the Senate passed a $95 billion aid package that included funds for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Now, sources at Newsmax went on to say here that they spoke with Mediate on a condition of anonymity, said the criticism of Ukraine was cut for a reason other than time. Ruddy, a vocal supporter of Ukraine, is averse to allowing on-air criticism of the nation and the U.S.'s aid to it after Russia's invasion.
So the alleged real conservative competitor to Fox News, who most people consider to be a bit neocon now, is supporting funding Ukraine openly. Like, they're editing interviews and calling, they actually have the word news in their goddamn name.
Yeah.
Which is a little offensive, right?
Well, and they're getting bought by a foreign government.
Hmm. Yeah, but everything is these days.
yeah.
I mean, literally, okay, golf. PGA. Tennis, they go to, you know.
Who owns the PGA, John?
It's Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia's trying to buy it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
yeah, sources at Newsmax, said, or a staffer rather at Newsmax said, Balling was overheard at their Boca Raton, Florida office, aggressively fighting back over the edit, arguing the network couldn't cut comments from a high-ranking U.S. senator on a newsworthy topic. His team fought back, and in an effort to maintain their journalistic credibility, while the network sought to further management's preferred narrative. And apparently this is kind of the standard from Chris Ruddy at that network. Anytime anybody tries to say anything about Ukraine, negatively about Ukraine, he steps in and stops it. By the way, it was definitely Bowling's team that leaked this to the fucking press, right?
You think so?
I love all this dodgy language. Like, unnamed staffer said that they did all this bad shit, and Eric Balling, the hero, was trying to stop him from doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'll say this. There's nobody that can edit our show, but if there was somebody who could do that, I would immediately quit if they tried to do that to me.
If you were on air?
If I was on air at edited. The moment, and they tried to stop, like, there's a producer in my ear, Chris Ruddy doesn't want you to talk about that, or change the subject, or if it was a taped interview and they're like, well, we're going to cut this part out, I would be like, the fuck you are, right?
But the problem is they don't tell them, they don't tell the guests, and they wait for them
then
to leave.
Then why isn't Eric Balling talking about this instead of leaks to the fucking Mediate?
Yeah.
Be a goddamn man.
But they'll wait for the guests to leave, and then he'll go back to the producers and the editors and say, hey, chop out this bit because this isn't airing for a couple days. That way, Lee's not going to get pissed until afterwards. They can run the interview that he wants to run, get all the talking points that he wants to run in there, And that happens a lot, unfortunately.
Yeah, but, yeah, but that's these not anchors, what we're talking about. Don't those anchors all have their own production team assigned to them?
Yeah.
So they all work.
But they still work for the network.
Right. Yeah. So you're saying that, like, okay, this is my producer, right? I do the show. My producer goes to the head of the network, and they tell them, hey, this is what you can't have in there.
Oh, yeah,
that's what's
happening. Yes, yes.
Exactly. And that's fucking bullshit.
Mm. Yeah.
So that just shows me that you can't trust anything you fucking see.
No, not at all.
Like, I don't care if it's Fox News, CNN, Newsmax, fucking...
Cash behind it.
What's the one with Shapiro? Fuck, that's bullshit.
Daily Wire.
Daily Wire, that's bullshit now, too. You can't...
Yeah, they've lost their fucking minds.
Yeah. It's all bullshit. You can't trust any of them.
Well, so what happens when you chase money, man? It's like the reason Twitter's set up the way it is to maximize outrage, right?
Yeah.
And that's what our media is set up as now. You get the most eyeballs when it bleeds, it leads, or whatever that fucking Gaylord said at CNN back in the day. That's just how it is.
Yeah. How do you get clicks? Mm-hmm. We need clicks.
You need a fucked up title. You need a fucked up.
Yeah, you sure do. Like dolphin assassination.
And it doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter who is fucking life is affected by that title. They will use it just to get clicks.
Yeah, that's money.
Yeah. It happens all the time. Fun show. Who do we got drinking bro of the week? D'Anthony. We flew in our listener here to go to Olive Garden with us.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? And let's bring him up here.
No.
Yeah, we have to.
I thought we were going to do it at night.
When? Do what at night?
Grilled cheese sandwiches. I don't know. What are you asking me?
Olive Garden, our drinking bro of the week. Who won the Olive Garden competition?
Come on up here.
Come on up.
Yeah.
He's back there with the Chargers hat on there.
Yeah.
Come on up on stage.
I thought we were going to do it at the fucking...
A Dan Fouts card right here.
Yeah, it sure is.
What do you call it?
At the Olive Garden itself?
No, it's fine. No. I thought we were going to do it at the draft show tonight.
No, we're
fine.
Doing it now. Bring him up.
Yeah. Here, you sit in my seat.
Yeah. Swap them out. We'll do it now because we're live here. That way everybody gets to have the fun moment with him because I want to see him sober now before he gets fucked up tonight because he's been drinking since 11 a.m.
Oh, dude.
How many hard AF seltzers have you had?
Only four.
Oh, God. I told you not to do this. I told you not to.
What's the record in a day?
Remember, 13.
13.
Put that microphone in his face.
But I've also had three waters mixed in with that.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah,
so you think you're going for 14?
Oh, no.
Why?
No. I'm not going for the record.
I mean, if you're going to do it,
you're going to do it.
No.
Tell everybody your name.
Kyle Frazier.
Welcome to the show. We flew you and your wife out here to join us and go to Olive Garden. That was part of our Bro Box competition here. You big Chargers fan?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Small fan base. I guess I'm one of 1,000, maybe.
Tops.
Probably like 500, maybe.
Yeah.
I remember seeing photos of their games, and there's no one at them.
Ever.
Is that real?
In San Diego or LA?
We played in San Diego, even in LA. It was like a home game for us. It was awesome.
Yep.
Every single team. Sea of Orange. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every single team.
So rooting for an underdog, you know.
It was like a home game at sea level.
Small fan base.
Got
to do what I got to do. My part.
Who do you hope they take at pick five tonight?
What I hope for, which I don't think will happen, is a trade back. Hopefully with the Vikings for the two first round picks, but I don't think that's going to happen. I hope that happens, but I don't think it's going to happen. If that happens, I hope we go for O-line at 11, probably Fuaga at 11, and then wide receiver at 23. But if we stick at 5, I think we're going to go with Joe Alt. That's my
feeling. Fan base isn't going to be happy.
You guys need defensive players too. Joey Bosa is done.
I think that's going to be second and third round.
Khalil Mack is done too.
Defense is second, third round. If we
second and third, I mean, come on.
Yeah, bro. What round were you?
Hey, we got Thule though. Thule's rock star.
It's one guy.
It's one guy.
It's defense. You need 11 dogs. 11 dogs.
11 dogs.
What round were you drafted?
Second.
Second round. There you go.
36th pick.
There you go, dude. Almost in the first round.
Almost.
Yeah. Six picks away.
I was Denver's first pick because they didn't have a first round pick.
Ah, shit.
So I was technically a first round pick. Just not for on the first
but for Denver.
But for Denver, yeah.
Good, yeah, good. For Denver.
That's what I tell myself to make myself feel better.
All Chargers fans want Malik Nabers tonight, and they're going to be pissed if they don't get him.
I was told that I didn't have a dark enough tan.
That's true. You don't.
It's like, you're a defensive lineman, dude. Like, you're not J.J. Watts.
So yeah.
I was like, oh.
Malik Nabers would be great, though, at 5.
Oh, I'd be happy with him. I just think that we're going to get Joe Alt.
All right.
Because I think Harbaugh is all about the rush or the rush offense, protecting that rush. I really think he's going to go O-line.
Yeah, he's a big O-line, D-line guy. Not a lot of superstars on the outside.
I would like personally, I would like offense or wide receiver, like you're saying.
It's sexy.
But I think they're going to go O-line.
Well, okay. That's where you got to start. If you want to build your offense, and you have a good quarterback already, right? Yeah. You got a good quarterback, good receivers. You have to start with the offensive line. If your offensive line sucks, it doesn't matter how good your quarterback is.
Wide receivers are all gone for the Chargers now. Mike Williams left.
Oh, that's right.
And or not Mike Williams. And then Keenan Allen got traded to Chicago. Allen. Yeah. So they need everything over there to help those guys out.
I forgot Keenan Allen left.
Yeah, dude. He got traded to the Bears. Drinker Bro of the Week. Who would you like to give it to?
I'll give it to a couple quick ones real quick. But one of them, you actually know who one of them is.
Okay.
And I'll save him for the end. So first, my wife, because she's awesome. She's napping because we've been up since midnight. So take her to the hotel room after this. My kids, because they're rock stars. My friends that are watching the kids, I'm going to give them Drink a Bro of the Week.
That's awesome.
So they can let us get here. But then the fourth one, which you guys will think is kind of funny, Disgusting Justin.
Oh, wow. Shit. Build the wall, you should have had him out here.
Oh, so, he doesn't know anything about sports. Is he going tomorrow, though?
Jets and all of them.
So the only reason I'm giving him Drink of the Bro of the Week is he's one of the reasons that I started listening to the show on a regular basis. Because I found you guys, you know, with the Matt Best videos with you and Matt doing the videos and then the Range 15 movie. But I didn't start listening to the podcast when you launched it. I was like, wasn't into podcasts yet. And then Justin Governall, I helped him get his GI Bill benefit started in California. Like I was the VA work study guy at the college that I helped him get his stuff going. And I thought it was hilarious. He's like, oh yeah, I just got done with my contracting and I'm fuck this, fuck that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, dude, like we got these old ladies back here. You got to tone down. He's like, oh shit, fuck. Oh, I got to. Oh. And she's like, could you tell him to stop cussing, please? Please, could you tell him to stop cussing? I'm like, I'm trying.
Governor. It's Bill DeWall Governor. He's going to cuss. Yeah.
But around then, I was like, this guy's a character. I found him a couple months later on social media. And this was before everything, before you got hired at Black Rifle and everything. And then,
well, he started it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I saw him randomly pop up because I always saw like the notifications like, oh, Drinking Bros this, or he posted something. And it's like, I just saw him was going to be on Drinking Bros. I was like, oh, shit. I know the Drinking Bros. I've seen a couple episodes, but I haven't watched regularly. Like, I'll throw this on. Since then, daily regular. So because of him, I'm a daily regular to the show. So I got to give him Drink Bro.
And I'll give a shout out to
him. I don't know if you remember
me. Build the wall, Governor! He remembers everything. Like he's a psychopath.
Yeah.
He's going to end up killing somebody one day.
Come on, man.
Well, on land, like over here, a stateside kill. He's killed overseas, but yeah. He'll end up killing somebody over here and wearing their skin around the apartment for a little bit. He's just that type of dude.
I get her back to my house and she's fucking pregnant, bro.
Yeah. He's got four pit bulls and a thing. Oh, man, you're gonna save and rescue pit bulls. No, don't.
I see that on his social still because I'm still following him. I was like, oh, shit.
Don't do it anymore. Yeah. Get him out of your life. We appreciate you being here. More importantly, we appreciate the support and everybody out there who's been buying the bro boxes on drinkingbros.com. They come to your house once a month. Each one of them's got new shirts, new glasses, new things in it, and they'll never be made again. And that's the deal with it. And then tomorrow, we get to get fucked up with you and your lovely wife at the Olive Garden restaurant. Do your worst, friend. The honor, Keanu, you don't have to be honorable about it, all right? You can just drink as much as you want.
I might have to be better tomorrow than I am today.
Well, you got a long night tonight, okay? Pace yourself on the Hard AF Seltzers. Appreciate you tuning in. Kids, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Got a 3-hour break here, and we'll be live tonight with the NFL draft. That 3 hours is specifically built in as a bumper. So Derek can go to the back and scream into the N-word pillow, okay? What? We can't have you saying it live on air tonight, all right? Join us. It'll be sponsored by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Bet with us or against us, but I didn't lose last year. It's up to you. Make some money with us tonight. For D'Anthony Holloway, Jared Catpute Taylor, Derek Wolf, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.